Baltim, everybody share number 1253. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha and the Refuah Shalema Rafal Moisha Chaim Ben Chana. Shtakav Refuah Shalema Psaich Shachayli Yisrael. Getting back to Amalach of Chayresh plowing. Okay, so we started talking about last year in reference to playing ball. Outside, rolling balls, bouncing balls, basketball, soccer, all these type of things. Some people play nuts, marbles, we spoke about a little bit. So we said, just to chazer over real quickly, what did we say? We said that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba tells us we don't roll items outside, like nuts, balls, these, it mentioned apples, whatever, these type of things we don't roll outside, but, you know, children play, whatever the case is. So the Mishaber explained to us, it's not so much a psikresha whereby automatically you'll be leveling out the ground, but we're afraid one might come to, the Mishaber told us, sheyochen, that you're going to come to prepare a path, you're going to come to make a path whereby you could roll the marbles or roll the balls or whatever the case is. So it's really, the whole thing is sort of a gezeira. Obviously, if it's maybe a heavier ball or something like that, so then it would be then it could be a problem of a psik ratio whereby automatically you'll be making a leveling out the ground. Okay, but be it as it may, that's basically the crux of our malacha. But then the Rama came along and told us, fine, so that all that is outside. But the Rama said, but on a table you could play marbles and nuts and balls or whatever the case is, as far as the chayrish goes, as far as the malacha of plowing, because we're not afraid, we'll let you play on a table, and thereby you'll come to play nuts, marbles, and these type of things outside and start preparing, preparing a path. And then the Mishaber added also, if you have like boards, you know, like outside the tavla, you have a board or something along those lines, or you have even a beged, he wanted to say, machzelis, like a mat type of a thing. So on that itself, one could also play need be, because we don't say gezeira le gezeira, just reviewing what we learned last year. We don't say gezeira to gezeira. In other words, we're not afraid, well, we'll let you play on a mat or on a board, and then we'll be afraid you might come to play on the ground and start preparing a path for the marbles or nuts or whatever, the ball or whatever the case might be. Fine. So that's where we ended off last year. So now, the Mishaber tells us an interesting thing in Sif Katan, again, our simon is Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Hey, right? So we always try and quote where we're from, and people should look it up as much as possible. It's an important thing. Looking inside, so it tells us the Mishaber in Sifkat Nechaf, so he said, fine, so on a mat, on even on a beged, you know, on a cloth or whatever the case is, on a tavla, on a board or whatever, that's all fine, but says Mishbu, what about on a pavement whereby it's a hard ground, right? I have a paved alleyway, so what about that? Could I play my marbles over there, right? I don't have a mat, I don't have a cloth or anything like that. It's not a dirt ground, but it is a ground, right? It's a ground, but it's not a dirt ground, but I don't have anything covering the ground. When we said the board or the beged or the mat, so that's actually covering the ground. But over here, it's a regular ground. So tells us the Mishabura, no, that's taka a problem. Interesting. Over here, and I don't know if it's so much a gezeira le gezeira, but he tells us Mishabura and Sifkat and Chaf, that Aval Agabi Karka, if you're going to be playing these nuts and whatever, when we say it's us, so we're talking about all these things, playing ball, playing nuts, playing marbles, it's all in the same category, basically. Rolling things, bouncing things, these type of things. Aval Agabi Karka, he says, Agabi on a ground, Afilu Himiru Tsefes, the Lui Shaykh Ashve Gumais, Gamken is us. But he says like this, but on the ground, if you're going to play on a ground, even though the ground is paved, right, and it's hard, so on a paved ground, right, Merutzef is on paved ground, Gamken is also will also be also, and on a paved ground, you don't have the Isser, we're not afraid whereby you're going to come to, you know, as we said, make this path for the marbles or whatever, or even whereby you'll say, well, maybe it's automatically, it's going to happen, so what's the problem? Why can't I do it? So the Mishabura answers us, the karka, but karka michlaf, we're afraid that with ground and ground, the person's going to come to interchange and mix it up. What do we mean by that? Well, let's just finish off and then we'll see the vigazrinin atu karka she'eni meritzav. So there's a gezeira that playing on a paved ground, one might come to play on a dirt ground. If they play on a dirt ground, then you have all the problems whereby a person, we're afraid the person's going to come to level it out, make a path for the nuts, make a path for the game, or whatever the case is. Okay. So the distinction over here, what the Mishnah is just telling us, is that we're afraid. It's not so much a gezeirah legezeirah. We said before, right? What did we say previously? That good. If you place a mat or you place a cloth on the floor or you have boards on the floor, so then fine. So then that's okay. Even on a dirt floor, right? Even on a door or on a table. So then that's all fine because as long as it's on that and it's not on the ground itself. There's no such a gezeirah. But when you're dealing with a regular paved floor, and it's outside, we're going to talk about what about inside the house. Do we say the same issue inside the house? I have a regular floor. Good. On the table, I understand. So if I want to play nuts, let's say, in the house or something, I'm just giving an example, marbles, whatever, or roll balls, or whatever the case is, in the house, and I have a tiled kitchen floor, right, or a marble kitchen floor, it's a hard floor. So do I have to put down mats? Do I have to put down begadim and the boards in order to be able to do it? Or inside the house maybe is different. Is the only problem whereby we said even a paved floor only outside, or is it also in the house? Okay, we're going to see what the Poskim say about that. But let's just take one step at a time. So right now we're talking about outside, when we're dealing with outside, whether it's on a dirt ground or whether it's not on a dirt ground. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining to us that it's still a problem, even on a hard ground like pavement, because of the fact that we're afraid that people will mix it up. Good, this guy's playing, I see this guy's playing nuts and marbles or whatever on a paved ground. Good, I'm going to go back to my house and my backyard, and I'm going to play in a dirt ground. But you can't do that, right? So, but if I see him playing on a mat, and I see him playing on a cloth or wood, on the tavla, whatever the case is, a board, so good. So I see him playing, not on the ground, I see him specifically playing on these type of things. Why did he put it there? Because Elamai, what, you can't play on the dirt ground itself. But if I see him playing on the pavement, he's playing on the ground. It happens to be their pavement. Good. So I'll go home and I'll go play in the dirt ground. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining to us, the distinction. Because really you'll say, well, it's a gezeirah legezeirah. You can, we're afraid he might come to straighten out a path. So therefore, don't play in a dirt ground. So don't play on a pavement because you might come to play in the dirt and then straighten it out. It's a gezeirah legezeirah. But when we're dealing, it's just a question over here. We're afraid that the person might come to just mix up paved ground, regular ground, showing it's all the same. There's no simin, so to say. There's no sign. There's nothing that's changing, right? So we're afraid you might come to mix it up. And therefore, just to end off today's shiur, so that's the bottom line. So Mishnah Berurah explained to us, even on a paved ground outside. Now, if it's inside in the house, we'll talk about how that works, but definitely on a paved ground, one has to be careful also outside. A lot of times in the summertime, you have people, they're sitting outside, children, and they start playing stuff on a paved ground. One has to be careful. We're going to talk about how that works in the practical applications. Thank you for listening.